Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Break the Cycle with me, your host, Joshua Smith. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Thursday evening. I'm getting better at this, remembering the day thing.
You are.
Getting a lot better.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy couple weeks for me, so I'm out of sorts.
Yeah.
I apologize. Call me up. But you know, I lost my job last month out of the blue after 4 years. 4 years with the company. I'm a company man. 4 years and then
all through COVID, everything.
All through COVID and everything, yeah. I actually like helped organize the shop against the fucking Axeman.
Yeah.
One. And then when it's all said and done, I'm fired, let go for a simple mistake that everybody in the office made. Starting to think that there was a portion of it that was politics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
You can never rule that out.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. And there's another person that works there also might be well. But you know, whatever. Onward and upwards. I got better things coming.
Get fired, get in trouble, be brave.
Yes, absolutely.
Never stop fighting.
Absolutely. We got a great show for you guys tonight. Before we get too far into it, go check out toplobster.com, the man, the myth, my good friend and partner on Break Cycle, where you can get all kinds of great hats, backpacks, hoodies, pillows. You can get your custom, you see the custom Break the Cycle pillow over there. AJ, hold that up. Look at that. Look at that custom Break the Cycle couch streams pillow. You can get that at Top Lobster, maybe somewhere on the website. Or you can ask Top. He'll definitely.
Yeah, I think you'd have to message Top at this point.
Yeah,
I don't think it's on the website anymore.
Yeah, which is fine too. But you can get it for 10% off by using BTC. Or you can join the Patreon, subscribe, start, become a member of the YouTube channel under all of our videos by hitting the join link, where you can get into a private Discord server, mostly moderated by Ryan. If Top ever comes back in there, he's in there. I know he's in there. Yeah. Just ask him if he's got any new gear for the 30% off. You'll get 30% off up to 2 weeks before it goes to the general public. So good stuff. Love Top. He doesn't come around much anymore, but that's all right.
He's raising ducks.
Yeah, he's raising ducks right now.
Is he beat?
Yeah, he's clown-filled right now for sure. Got a lot. No guests tonight. Just me and my two wonderful co-hosts. Mr. Ryan Kurt, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
At work, guy above me, Gaslight, has been working on something for months now. Yesterday, I finished that project in an hour, just despite him.
Nice.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah,
I'd rather have a gas lighter than a gas passer at work.
No, I would rather have a gas passer.
That's gay.
I can have the gaslighter's job if he gets fired.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, then I can, you know, get things like paid time off.
Yeah, sure. Mr. AJ Fisher, sir, how are you doing tonight?
Doing fantastic. Chinese balloon free, fax free. Yeah. And I survived the apocalyptic eclipse.
There's a really crazy story.
Cool.
Saw the headlines. We can open with this. This was just insane.
Sure.
Insane.
Light it up.
So the fucking astrology influencers on social media are getting out of control. And this has probably been a long time. Gods are fucked. Listen.
Are we all astrology is crazy in this room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But it's crazy in the most fun way.
Yeah. It's insane.
Okay.
Insane. Okay. But listen. So, over 200,000 follower astrology influencer on the day of the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, was kind of cool. My 3-year-old got to look at it. And he's like, whoa, daddy, it's the sun's going away. And I'm like, yeah. It happens every once in a while. Normal.
It's spooky when it gets dim. That's my favorite part.
Yeah, actually, for people who don't know, I have like kind of almost debilitating anxiety. I've been dealing with it ever since I got in the military. I get the crazy fucking panic attacks. And it happens every time there's a fucking solar eclipse.
Does it freak you out?
Like when it gets, because the like temperature drops like 10 to 15 degrees immediately.
Yeah.
And like the sun goes away and the shadows are weird from like birds and the birds go quiet and it's fucking just eerie.
It's very eerie.
It's like an eerie feeling and I don't fucking like it. And
pre-tornado is like that too.
Yes.
Pre-tornado is that weird.
Don't get me started on the fucking tornadoes.
Yeah.
Because I've never dealt with tornadoes in my life, right? Like
I'm from
California.
Oh,
right?
It's gonna be fun.
So I moved in 2020 to fucking Tornado Alley, okay?
Yeah,
where we have tornadoes every year. every year there's tornadoes here. In fact, 2 years ago, we had like a terrible one that ripped all through Norwalk and around the lake and took out that lady's farmhouse, killed a grandparent and her
Winterset, the one in Winterset was bad.
Yes, dude. That was like, real terrible bad. Fucking, they're bad. And so when I hear that fucking...
You nailed that sound.
I hear the fucking sound, dude, and I freak the fuck out. I'm like, all right, everyone down the basement. They're like, the tornado's like 60 miles away. I'm like, everyone to the basement. I'm not fucking with
this shit. We all look at our, if you're a Midwesterner, okay, tornado, we all just look at our watches. Like, if you're just kind of caught off guard by that sound, we just go, oh, it's noon. Okay. Okay.
It's totally
normal.
They
test them at, so if everybody doesn't know, they test the tornado sirens at noon on the first Saturday of the month. So if you're ever caught off guard, you don't remember it's noon of the first Saturday of the month. You're kind of like, what the fuck?
Right.
Okay.
They test it. Yeah.
They'll test it.
And the test freaks me out too. But
The Saturday thing might be like regions. The weekday. My hometown.
Really? Okay. Yeah, Des Moines. It's traditionally been, as long as I've lived here, it's the first Saturday at noon.
Yeah, because we were always in school when it happened.
Okay. So, anyways. Freaks me the fuck out, which is hilarious because I've been dealing with earthquakes my entire life, dude. Like fucking terrible, terrible, like 0.6 or like 6 and higher on the fucking Richter scale earthquakes. You know, I sat through the Loma Prieta earthquake, the terrible one that like dropped the Bay Bridge in San Francisco and everything. Like I was less than an hour away from the epicenter of that earthquake, dude. Shook half the pool out of my babysitter's house when I was like 6 years old. My mom showed up to pick me up and I was still underneath the kitchen table like 3 hours later. It was terrible. So I grew up with terrible natural disasters in California and fires, like nobody's business, right? Something about tornadoes is just fucking freaky. I don't know if it's because I was such a big Wizard of Oz fan when I was a kid, and like I already had like this preconceived like notion that it's gonna pick up your house, it's gonna throw you. I don't know, dude. It like freaks me out. And the fucked up thing is like we've sustained way more damage in California from earthquakes than you guys have ever sustained.
Earthquakes are way worse damage wise, but. But there's nothing, there's no monster in an earthquake. Right. It's just like the whole thing's shaking.
Whole
everybody's
shaking.
In the same boat.
So, yeah.
Tornadoes are like, there's a monster outside.
And it's coming.
And
you don't
know.
You
can hear it and you can see it.
Yeah.
And there's really no escape.
Yeah. And you have no idea where it's going to go is the fucked up thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very unpredictable.
They generally have a decent idea, I think.
No.
I mean, after it touches out down, like, they can tell like maybe where it might touch down or something. Yeah. They can see tornadic activity or whatever in the upper atmosphere, and then go, okay, there's a wall coming this way. Watch for tornadoes.
Well, and
they don't know where it shows up.
And we get the rain wrapped ones, which are like the worst ones. The worst kind of tornadoes are rain wrapped, so they're like fucking full of water and shit. Like, fucked up. Anyways, so back to astrology, bitches.
Yes,
like these astrology hoes, right? So this woman. Was a 180,000 follower Twitter account astrology person, and she started tweeting the day of this is the end of the world. Everybody figure out what side you're on now. Blah 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 blah. Stabbed her boyfriend to death, her husband to death. Took her 9-year-old and her 8-month-old in the car, kicked them out of the car at 100 miles an hour.
What?
And then head on into a tree and killed herself over astrology. Over fucking astrology. Okay?
That escalated quickly.
Dude, it was insane, bro. I think she stabbed him 32 times or something like that. Threw her 9-year-old and 8-month-old baby out of the car at 100 miles an hour. The 8-month-old baby died. The 9-year-old survived at 100 miles an hour out of the car. She was holding the baby. The 9-year-old was holding the baby in the car when she was pushed out of the car. And then the lady ran head first into a tree at 100 miles an hour and died instantly because of the fucking solar eclipse, bro.
Man,
because
these astrology hoes are before this.
What's that?
I was having a good week before this.
The astrology hoes are out of control. Out of control.
Wow.
Way crazier than the art hoes, dude. Way crazier than. Can't believe it, dude.
That's a hell of a Chinese. I fucked that up. I'm sorry.
Were you going to say Chinese finger trap?
It's a hell of a fortune cookie, right? That's a hell of a kill your entire family and drive into a tree. All right.
Yeah, dude. That was her astrology for the day. The world was ending. These people are so addicted and so like obsessed with astrology that like the fucking solar eclipse like threw them out of complete whack. Like, you know what I mean? And just and she killed everybody.
Yeah.
Like, it's time to let the astrology shit go, dude. Like, you guys are fucking insane. JC, thanks for the $2 super chat. He said, yep, Cox.
I love you, JC.
You got some yep, Cox.
We got some yep, Cox. We got paid yep, Cox in the chat.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. If you guys don't know, Ryan really appreciates Yep Cox in the chat. So if you drop Yep Cox in the chat, whether through a super chat or not, we appreciate it. Ryan's a big fan of the Yep Cox.
Yeah, it's my way of petty.
Guys, we got a lot to talk about. Obviously, if you've been following me online for the last week, you know I am the Chad pro-lifer in this situation. Donald Trump came out and said, basically, here's the breakdown of the week. He put out a video last week or the beginning of the week, basically saying, you know, we had a monumental win with overturning Roe versus Wade and kicking it back to the states. Now it's up to people's hearts how they want to vote on this issue of baby murder. I refuse to play the left, like the lunatic left's game of words and subversion and call it a rights issue. I refuse to call it
healthcare.
I refuse to call it any of these things. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to explain why. Okay. I don't want you to think that I'm like just doing it to get an emotional response, but like we're losing the war on language in the United States. We have been for many, many years. It's, you know, you can trace it back to Europe losing the fucking word liberal. Okay. I mean, we're talking like we are losing 100% losing the war on language because that's part of the communist playbook is to subvert language and use it to their advantage. Okay. That's part of the communist playbook. Subvert the language, use it to your advantage and don't let people define what they're arguing. Okay. Mm-hmm. I refuse to play those games. If you assault refuse weapon. To play those games, yeah. you can't lose, okay? So when I'm talking about baby murder, I'm going to call it baby murder because that's what it is. You're murdering a child. 1 million children a year are murdered in the United States at Planned Parenthoods and abortion clinics. A fucking million. A million, dude. You want to talk about a fucking genocide, dude? There's your genocide. There's your fucking genocide, lefties. You're literally genociding your own kids. Entire generations of children. Of children, okay? You're killing babies. I refuse to play your fucking language games. It's baby murder. Okay?
With their mother's permission.
Yes, this is what it is, okay? And look, and they've taken us several steps further, too. It's not just a war on language. It's also a war on rights, right? Like, so they've made it a woman's rights issue and a healthcare issue. And they've, like, they're the ones playing the emotional games, bro. Not me. I'm just calling it what it is. It's fucking murder. Terminated a thriving life. Okay, a growing human being, then it's murder. Okay, if you murder a pregnant woman, you go to jail for double homicide. Okay, the law is clear on this. The law is very clear on this. If you kill a pregnant woman and the baby, you go to jail for double homicide. Okay, nobody's out there protesting that. I don't see anybody out there protesting that. Okay, but they're sure as hell protesting for the right to, and I'm not going to call you pro-choice. I will not call it pro-choice. It's not pro-choice. It's anti-responsibility. Okay? You want to play language games, play them. But you're not playing them with me. Play them with your friends down the street. This is what I tell my son all the time, right? Don't have the attitude with me at home. You want to have that attitude with your friends? Fine. Don't do that shit with me at home, okay? Because I don't play those games, right? I'm the only one that's allowed to have an attitude in this relationship. Sorry, dude. That's how it works, okay? But this is, I'm telling you right now, dude. I will not play your language games, okay? I will not sit here and listen to you tell me that it's a rights issue. I will not sit here and listen to you tell me that it's a healthcare issue. It's murder. It's absolutely murder. And I don't need to reference my God, my faith. I don't need to reference the fact that you're definitely going to hell if you kill a baby, okay? I don't need to reference these things. I can. I certainly believe that in my heart of hearts. I certainly believe that my faith tells me that killing a baby is wrong. In the New Testament, I know the Old Testament's got some weird shit about sacrifice, okay? But we no longer live as Christians. We no longer live under Mosaic law. We've been given grace because of Jesus Christ dying for our sins, okay? So the New Testament, all these things that people bring up about like shellfish and mixed fabrics and stoning your wife and all this shit, it's all in the Old Testament, and it was all under Mosaic.
Zero blood sacrifices. Yeah. They've gotten rid of all the blood sacrifices. So,
you know, the game changed when we got into the New Testament. That's how it works, okay? Anyways. So I'm not going to play these fucking games with these people, dude. I'm not going to play these games with these people at all. I'm done. I am done. I'm not compromising on this issue at all, okay? If you compromise on this issue, I need you to understand a few things. Compromise is how we got here. Compromise is how we have gotten to where we are in democracy in the United States of America today, okay? Compromise on healthcare is how we got COVID, okay? It's how we got the whole COVID ordeal. is by compromising left and right, back and forth on healthcare issues. And finally, the government just controls your fucking healthcare.
Yep.
Okay? This is the truth, dude. This is how it works in America. This is how we've gotten all of our gun legislation. I talked about Ronald Reagan when I bring this issue up, okay? Ronald Reagan compromised with the lunatic left on gun control. He compromised. Okay, we'll do this and we'll bring this. And the NFA was a compromise. And it was always a compromise. Compromise. Okay, compromise. So we don't have a full ban. We don't have it. And then all of a sudden, bam, assault rifle ban, right? Federal red flag laws, okay? They can take your fucking weapons. Right now, they can take your weapons without due process, without cause, just because they got a tip that you might be a crazy person or you made a threat. Okay? This is compromise in a nutshell in politics. Okay? The Patriot Act was compromise. It was compromise. FISA courts that they're fighting right now, compromise. It was all a fucking compromise. It was all bipartisan fucking bullshit compromise. Okay? And I've been saying it all week. If the Republican Party, if the pro-life issue, okay, and I don't even want to call it pro-life anymore. I want to call it abolition, okay? I'm an abolitionist. I think we should abolish the murder of children. If you think I'm wrong for that, go fuck yourself, okay? But I want to say this very clearly, dude, very clearly, okay? If the Republicans cannot win on the issue of pro-life, then the Republicans deserve to lose. Period.
Agree.
If you can't win because of an issue as basic and simple and moral as the right to life for unborn children, you deserve to lose. Zero compromises. Zero. None. There are no more compromises. And I look, people will be like, oh, you can't win on this issue. I'm a fucking libertarian, dude. I don't expect to win the presidency in 2024, but if I fuck up your election, if I fuck up Donald Trump's election, or even if I fuck up Biden's on something else, right? Like, but if I fuck up Trump's election, good. Good. You know why? Because I don't want people that compromise on baby murder to win because of me. I'd rather make them lose. So good. That's how I feel about it, dude. And I mean that. I mean that 100% wholeheartedly. People are like, oh, so you want to lose so that we lose on this issue forever? I'm like, dude, we're already losing on this issue. Okay? There's a million dead babies a fucking year. What do you mean, so we lose forever? We're already losing forever. Ohio just codified it into their constitution that you can kill babies, dude. We're losing. We need somebody who's brave enough, who has the balls to stand up and say the very controversial opinion that babies shouldn't be murdered in the womb because somebody didn't want to take responsibility. And that's what these people are. They're not pro-choice. They're anti-responsibility. They want to be fucking degenerates. They want to fuck everybody they see at the bar every night. They're lonely, and they don't want to take responsibility for their actions, so they think they should be allowed to kill people. That's what this argument always comes down to, every time. Well, you don't have a right to tell me what to do with my body. It's not your fucking body. It's a child's body that you're murdering. That you're murdering. And I'm done playing nice about it. I'm sick of it. So if your candidate can't win on the issue of being for life for the child, unborn child, then your candidate deserves to fucking lose. Fuck your candidate. It's not my ally. It's not my friend. I don't care if they lose. Okay? I'm not going to sell my soul. I'm not going to sell my soul and my faith and my principles and my beliefs just to win, dude. Because you know what? At the end of the day, when the sun finally takes its last leap, bro, right? And everything in this solar system is gone, I won't have any bad fucking terrible shit on my conscience when it comes to this. I would never, ever vote for somebody who was willing to compromise on the issue of right to life for children. Ever. Ever. And if you do, then quit calling yourself pro-life. You're not pro-life. You're not pro-life. And that's why I'm no longer calling myself pro-life. Unless it's coming to the topic of warfare or some of these other things, right? I'll call myself pro-life on those issues. When it comes to the topic of killing children in the womb, babies in the womb, when it comes to the topic of killing babies in the womb, I'm an abolitionist. I'm not pro-life. I'm an abolitionist. I want this practice abolished. I want doctors who perform murders at clinics arrested and put in jail like all other murderers. Okay? I want it ended. I want to stop being a society that allows the murder of babies. I want it over. And I don't care if some lefty fucking degenerate that has sex every other night comes and tells me that I'm taking her rights. I don't care. I'm done playing their games. Over. If the Republicans can't win on this issue, they don't deserve to win. That's it. I will be the only truly abolitionist candidate on the ballot in 50 states come May. I'll be the only one if we get the nomination. There will be no other pro-life candidates. There will be no other abolitionist candidates. I will be the only one. The only one that you can vote for and go to sleep at night and say, I voted for the guy who wanted to end the practice of baby murder. I'll be the only one. Or you can vote for the guy that's like, a little baby murderer is fine as a treat. Or you can vote for the guy that's like, all the baby murder's fine, it's good. Or you can vote for the guy that wants to abolish the practice entirely and bring us into the fucking current society without killing babies. Okay? It's up to you guys. I don't know, but that's what I want to do. What do you got, AJ?
Question. So I want you to, that was an awesome rant. I want you to talk to, because I think there's a lot of them. Let's say there's some libertarian females that are thinking about voting for you, and now they're like, okay, I'm totally turned off by this. They've had an abortion in the past. Now they have kids. What do you tell them?
Man, it sucks to suck. I don't know. I don't care.
Like, right. I'm just saying.
If you think that, like, and this is where I'm coming from, I mean this, dude. I mean this 100%. If you believe that women should be allowed to murder their babies, then you...
No. I'm saying they've done it in the past. Maybe they were ill-advised. Maybe they were 19 and dumb. It happened. They did it.
Yeah.
Now they obviously regret it. I think every woman that gets an abortion fucking regrets it, right?
That's true.
Well, I think most of them do. I think a very large majority of them go through the procedure and then go, what the fuck did I just do? Okay. So I don't know who brought this point up, but it was recently. I was listening to a debate, and somebody said, you know, I understand your stance, but you've got to reach out to the people that have had this in their life. Maybe they're against it now, but they don't want to hear someone say, you're a piece of shit because you made this mistake, and it's a red letter for the rest of your life. I don't see it quite that way. I see it as it's kind of an indoctrination from our society, from our culture.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
That this is okay, and you're not going to have regrets. And it's going to be bad for a minute, but then it's all going to be over. And now you've got your whole life ahead of you. This mistake will be behind you. And it haunts these women for the rest of their lives. So what would you say to those women?
It should haunt them, first of all.
Of course.
It's murder. Second of all, I do need to go pivot here. Apparently our Rumble stream is stuttering and is like unwatchable.
Weird.
Yeah,
We're not losing a single frame.
I'll pop on there and check.
Yeah,
let's rumble it.
But come on, Rumble.
Multiple people in the chat, which people in the chat and Rumble is a big deal. First of all, saying that
I got it streaming live right here. It's fine.
They're fine.
It's streaming. It's stuttering on my end.
It's your device, Ryan. It's your device.
And
you're wrong.
And we've only gone down in viewership since it started.
Yeah.
And
there is a big lag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There it is. It's cutting out a little bit, huh?
Somebody said it's happening on...
The libertarian extremist said that.
I'm looking at our YouTube channel now.
Yeah.
See if it's happening.
Well, what? I'm trying to get it to work on the stream hasn't like worked at all. I saw it playing, but it's garbage on top. They updated their I that
on
might
what?
Be on YouTube, and I think that's why Edge kept crashing.
Interesting.
Laptop, so I'm trying to get
YouTube
the stream
YouTube's
back
good.
Up. But the Rumble stream is garbage.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I don't know. It might something to do with the Google Fiber, but that would be
no,
weird.
No, it's not our Google Fiber because we'd be dropping frames on here.
Okay.
And we're not dropping. Dude, we're running at. We're only at 4. We haven't dropped a single.
Well, we can iron it out at the end then, can't you? For the Rumble? Can you, like, re-upload it?
Yeah, we maybe could do something like that. Hopefully when people go back and watch
zero,
it.
Zero, zero drop frame.
Okay.
So hopefully it's just an issue with, like, the live stream part, and when people go back and watch it, it'll be fine. I hope that's the case.
Okay. Well, cross our fingers.
Yeah. Because the playback seemed to be working fine.
Yeah.
But I think it's just live stream. Maybe it's an issue on Rumble's end.
I don't know. I don't know what's
going
on.
Yeah, but sorry about that, Rumble viewers. Yeah, we don't really know what's happening.
I don't get it at all. Somebody just said everything's fine on YouTube, just a little clipping on the high audio settings. Yeah. Yeah, it was probably because I was getting a little loud there and my audio was probably clipping a little bit, but I didn't see any issues at all on YouTube. So I don't know if anybody else is seeing any. I don't know.
The software can barely contain our rants.
So for people that aren't aware, I actually got Google Fiber today, and we went from, like, what was it before, like 80 megabits of upload speed to like 3,000 megabits of upload speed today. So, like, it's not my internet. I promise you that, dude. Internet's killing it right now, dude. I mean, I could run a speed test and you guys would be like, holy shit, this is insane.
It's too much internet. Rumble can't handle it.
Like, Rumble can't handle the good, like, how much internet there is. That's crazy, dude. Anyways, AJ, what do you think should be done about those kind of women? I mean, just give them grace or what?
Listen, oh my God, I can't believe you put me in this spot. Isn't the Christian thing to do to forgive someone for their past mistakes, no matter how horrible? Because
if they repent.
Isn't a sin, yes, like this, a unit of sin equals another unit of sin? You can't go, well, no, I only stole some grocery. I only stole something from a store, and you killed that cat. So it doesn't equal, sin, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the thing?
All sin is sin, but we're not the ones that kind of...
Yeah, we're not the ones you got to ask for forgiveness for.
No,
yeah,
of course, right. Of course. So I'm saying, wouldn't you say to that person, hey, ask God for forgiveness. This is not me.
Yeah.
This is me being you guys, okay? Ask God for forgiveness. And moving forward, share your story with people. Share your story with someone that might be in your position. And maybe you were put in that position to have that mistake happen in your life so that you can teach others how to avoid this in your life. Can't believe I'm the Christian fucking guy here right now, but isn't that what you're supposed to do?
That would be a good attitude for someone to have. So kind of the way you initially presented it.
Someone commits murder, you just say, sorry, dude, you're
them
fucked.
Them still thinking they were in the right.
Let's talk about this in terms of murder.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this in terms of murder.
So they fucking vote.
Let's talk about this in terms of murder, okay?
Yeah.
Should we give the same grace to murderers? A serial killer who killed 12 children and then regretted it?
So if they're serving a sentence for that, okay, so we have a society set up where you're arrested, you're assumed innocent, we bring facts against you, majority of the evidence shows you're guilty, you're punished, you're sentenced, you go serve your sentence. If a person serves a sentence that we give them for murder, technically they have atoned to our society for the mistake they made, right?
Unhireable for
the crime they committed, they've paid the price.
Right.
Now, spiritually, I don't fucking know, right?
Yeah.
They have to bring that up with the big guy when they die, I guess, right? But should you show them grace? Well, what are you going to do with them? Do you just want to put them in a cage for the rest of their life? That's expensive as shit. Doesn't help us at all. It keeps them off the street. They definitely aren't going to murder anyone on the street.
Yeah. It's a hard question.
But
and
do you forgive them? I mean,
the primarily the people that I think, if I'm interpreting this correctly, that you would want to punish Josh would be the people actually performing the abortion.
Murderers. Not, I'm not even going to call them.
Yeah.
Correct.
The ones, you know, taking the tools and chopping the.
So it wouldn't be a ban on abortion itself. It would be such a high punishment for performing the procedure that no one would perform it.
Yeah. That would
legally, no one
it.
Would perform
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it might look like something like the law that Arizona has had on the books since 1864, which recently got upheld in their Supreme Court, which just basically says anyone that tries to induce a miscarriage
yeah,
through basically any means
okay,
will face so much time in prison. I think it's a minimum of 5 years with
okay.
that law.
So do we still do Plan B?
What Plan B does is from my understanding, is it delays the ovulation cycle. And so
no, it does not.
That's my understanding of what it does.
No, Plan B induces an abortion, as far as I'm concerned. The Plan B is the pill, the morning after pill.
Yeah.
Plan B is the morning after pill.
Yeah, so. It makes sure that you don't get pregnant.
Right, but it's not an abortion pill.
So it
well,
it
I understand
like,
that.
It's
it just keeps the egg from getting
the abortion pill, quote unquote, is something different. I know.
Abortion
what I'm saying,
pill is an abortion pill. It actually,
yeah.
That's the vast majority of abortions done today are done.
It's the pill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not Plan B. Plan B is you take it the next morning after you've been a degenerate
right.
and had one.
Yes.
And it keeps the egg.
Correct.
And so, like, it's not an abortion.
So Plan B is okay.
I don't see why.
Okay.
Yeah, at least from my understanding of how it works. It's like any sort of birth control, like a condom prevents things from.
Which I'm not a Catholic, so I'm not anti contraceptive. I'm anti baby murder.
I guess what I'm trying to say is the demographics of the million kids that are aborted every year are uncomfortable for some. The demographics of the kids that are being aborted are uncomfortable for some.
Yeah.
And I think...
That was by design.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm saying, I think that is... we probably shouldn't say whitewashed. I think that information is kind of covered up. I think it's just kind of like, it's just a million random babies. Don't ask any questions.
Yeah.
It's completely proportional to race and everything. It's not any certain communities that are doing this way more than others. Promise. Have a good night.
Yeah, someone saying my noise gate is making my mic skip. I've had that issue in the past before, but...
Well, just when you yell, but it's not...
But then we didn't have that issue for a long time, and now it's saying... Some people are saying it's... I haven't changed the noise gate on here at all. I could change it if you guys... If anybody knows what noise gate settings I should have this at, because it's been a fucking mess. My current noise gate closed threshold is negative 32 and the open threshold is negative 21. The attack time is 25, the hold time is 200, and the release time is 150. If anybody... Yeah, it's when I talk quietly, so I don't know. I actually don't know much about audio. I don't know if you guys know this.
What?
This might be a surprise to some people. I don't know much about audio, but my noise... So I have a compressor, a limiter, a noise gate, and noise suppression on my on the mics. The noise suppression is just a good quality, more CPU use RN noise suppressor. All it does is keep like background noise from popping in. And it's like got to be a really accessible, way lower than what I'd speak into my mic. Like I told you what the noise gate is. And then the limiter as well is threshold is a negative one and the release is. So if you guys know anything about audio settings, please feel free to fill us in, dude. I'm all good with listening to what you guys have to say about audio. Trust me. It's been 3 years of me dealing with audio issues. And then I had them dialed in, and then we moved up to this rack-mounted 8-channel Focusrite audio interface, and it's been a problem since then. So if you guys know anything about it. Julia is in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
She says, late to the party on the abortion issue. AJ, you are correct. These women deserve compassion. Have been advised by doctors, friends, and family whom they trust. It does haunt them. Love and forgive. Yes. okay, I understand that people regret yeah. stuff. Too. I get it.
It's not a pass. I'm just saying it. We acknowledge what you did,
yeah.
and that's in the past now. So,
but I will not.
As long as they
so
learn from it.
So, like, so if you've made this mistake, right, and you've become regretful, but you still use whatever platform you have to call it a women's rights issue, I'm
okay,
not giving
yeah.
you any grace.
And fuck
yeah, at
yeah.
all. Zero grace. Zero.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah.
You get grace as long as you have the right opinion now.
Exactly. Well, so let's talk about Nala, the OnlyFans girl, right?
Who
everybody's up in arms about because she decided to kill her OnlyFans and give her life over to Christ. Okay. I don't know if she's telling the truth, but everything that I've seen with her in it, like she did an interview with Michael Knowles on the Daily Wire.
Sure.
She's done a couple other. Well, I don't. Hey, I'm not. Might come as a shock to you guys. But I am not a connoisseur of porn, okay? It's not a thing. It's not a thing for me. Like, I don't care about porn at all. And I, in fact, I think that it's detrimental to society. I think OnlyFans should be nuked immediately. That's how I feel about it.
AJ was subscribed. You were OnlyFans.
No. No, I'm actually like I'm a Pornhub absolutist. I don't, listen.
You're a wiki feet kind
of
guy.
Pay for your content? No, no. Iggy Azalea, I'm still on the fence, but I'm not paying for anything on there. I'm not. And also, OnlyFans, I don't want to nuke OnlyFans because some OnlyFans is 3D printer and burr stuff and construction ideas. There's some 3D, there's a different angle to OnlyFans. It's not just feet pics.
So this is how I feel about the Nala situation. Okay, like, I understand she was a fucking online prostitute.
I'm not completely familiar with the Nala situation. It's an ethot that then switched over and put on a habit and shit, and she's a nun or whatever, and people are saying it could be a psyop.
She's not wearing a habit. There's
still
plenty of like cleavage in the outfit.
She's striving for trad. She's striving towards trad.
Anyways,
yeah. All right.
Okay. Okay.
So this is how I feel about it. Okay. She was an obvious whore. Okay. Very obvious, sold her body online for money, okay? Made $9 million.
I'll check these confirmation pics here.
Found Jesus somehow. And actually, I believe was baptized and everything, okay? I think she has video of her baptism and everything. So, like, in my opinion, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'm not the one you have to ask for grace or for forgiveness, but, like, this may come as a shock to some people, too, but I want all the OnlyFan ethos. Like, all of them to come to Jesus Christ and shut all of them. Every one of them.
That would be great.
This is the redhead chick that does the Igo faces or whatever, right?
I don't know what any of that means.
It's this anime. He knows what it is.
Hago, I think is the correct term.
Hago, is that what you're meaning?
No, I don't know the pronunciation.
Okay.
I know what you're talking
Ryan's
about.
Ryan's playing stupid over here.
No, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the pronunciation because I've never heard it said.
It's still like,
Yeah, but I think the person that you're thinking of, Belle Delphine, but
I don't know who that is, Ryan.
She has been the subject.
I know
of
who it
memes,
is, Ryan. Okay. So, I know who it is.
Yeah,
but I get it. But yeah, she's a Belle. Yeah, she's a Belle Delphine with red hair, basically.
So I look at, like, I'm totally fine with, like, I want all of these women, all of them, every single one of them, to shut down their OnlyFans and come to Jesus Christ. I want everybody to come to Jesus Christ. I want the people in prison to come to Jesus Christ. I want murderers and serial killers to come to Jesus Christ. I want everybody to come to Jesus Christ. So, like, I'm not gonna, like sit there online like the other people and be like, oh, she's still a whore, she's just faking it, because I don't know her heart. Only Jesus knows her heart. Only
did God you see who came out as like pro Jesus Christ, pro Christianity recently? Richard Dawkins.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh yeah, that's right, I did see something like that.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, he was like, oh yeah, I'm a big fan of cultural Christianity.
There goes your argument, AJ.
Wait, hold on.
So he likes
Christmas dinner, but I don't believe in Jesus.
No, he likes all of the effects of believing in Jesus.
Yeah,
just,
so do I.
He just doesn't He just doesn't like Jesus for some reason.
Yeah.
So people like you that
so do I.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. People like you that like all the effects of Christianity.
Yeah.
But
well, most. Let's say
but
most.
But don't believe in let's Christianity. Eventually, will come to. I bet.
I mean, maybe. You mean come back?
Yeah, come back.
Yeah. I was there. I just left. Maybe I'll come back.
Yeah.
I finally got like YouTube. Back up on the computer, and the first comment I read is Ryan here has his PhD in jacking it.
You guys have to understand. You have to understand that Ryan did not have sex until he was married. He is the good Christian boy.
Oh, God.
I play the good Christian boy on Twitter all the time because I am. I'm a good Christian man. I believe I have a good, strong faith, but like, look, dude, my... You know the song God Bless the Broken Road that led me to you? Okay. I traveled the broken road for a long time, yeah. Dude. Okay. Let me explain. You know, I gave a testimony when I got baptized. Okay. And I meant it. I mean it. Like I gave my heart to Jesus and I believe that. And I'm trying my best to repent for my sins and do better and not sin anymore. But it was a broken fucking road, dude. Okay. I spent a lot of time traveling the bumpy narrow roads, dude. Okay. So like, I'm not perfect by any means, dude. I am definitely a good Christian and I believe heavily in my faith. And I'd like to make it a church more now that I'm not working on Sundays anymore. But it is definitely 100%. It was a very bumpy road. And for all intents and purposes, it took Julia, you know, to really start helping me refine my passion for my own faith. Like I had already found my faith prior to meeting her, but it really like, and then Mateo being born, like looking into his eyes and remembering like the beauty. Man, it just totally changed. I didn't like, I remember how important my faith was. It changed me a lot. And probably, you know, has taken me even more to this hardline stance on pro-life. I mean, how can anybody in this world look at a beautiful baby in the eye and go, yeah. People should be allowed
that's
to
what,
kill that.
Josh, that's what happens. These young girls get pregnant. They get scared. They're like, I don't have, you know, maybe the guy's not around. He's already bounced. They freak out. Everybody around them says, get an abortion. This was obviously a mistake. So, yeah, that happens. But then those women, and this happens some. I'm talking about the women that they get pregnant 6 months before the wedding and get an abortion and go, bad timing. And then they have a kid
right.
a year later. And they're like, oh, this is better. That's kind of what you're
yeah,
talking about.
Conscious.
I mean,
like people,
I'm talking about the 17-year-old that's like, I'm fucked. You know, there's no way. How am I going to take care of a baby? So they see it as a way out. They do it. Then they're 25 and they go, Jesus Christ, my kid would be 7 now. You know, there's a lot of regret, man. There's a lot of regret.
Sure.
But there's some of them that are on their 17th abortion, too.
And
you know?
You don't got to ask me for forgiveness. I just want to make it illegal for you to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I get it.
And I mean that. I really want it. I want it fucking illegal, dude. You know, and
it makes me nervous when you say that, though, because then when you talk about enforcement, that means that you got to call the government and go, hey.
But you don't want murder to not be enforced. You don't want theft and robbery and burglary to not be enforced. So, like, why?
This is true.
Why do we use this as an argument for baby murder? It doesn't make any sense. Like, what are you going to do? Have the uterus police come out? Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yes.
I mean, yeah, because people think you're going to be handcuffing the mothers. That's what they think.
Yeah.
They think they're going to be like, oh, she's trying to have an abortion and cuff her, take her away to jail.
I want people who perform abortions put in jail. I do. Yeah. I want them prosecuted.
The main
put in jail.
Targets would be the people performing
the providers.
It.
Yeah.
Those would be the main targets. But like, if we got it to where there were no more providers willing to do abortions, I'd be very happy about that. And then I'd be fine with prosecuting women who did their own abortions.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Totally
okay.
fine with that. Yeah.
And that gets to a really gray
to Mexico,
area
right?
where that's really hard to prove that kind of thing.
Is it really hard to prove that kind of thing?
I think
so. Yeah, it can be.
Yeah,
very
it can be pretty hard because, you know, if a woman
there's going to be a lot of people falling
downstairs.
Yep. Like, lots of falling downstairs.
No, here's the thing. Good.
Yeah.
Good. And look, yeah. I want it to be a thing that is too dangerous to do. I want it to. If you're going to walk into a den of gangbangers and start shooting people, that's dangerous. You might die.
Yes.
It's what keeps you from doing that. Okay. I want abortion and baby murder to be the same thing. I want it to be so dangerous. And that's what people have said. Well, women might die from it if you make it illegal. I'm like, They were trying to commit murder, bro.
Yeah. Technically, you know what I mean? Before you can go back to when there was abortion bans, and obviously you have the fucking back alley abortions. You have the black market providers. You have people jumping on planes. See, you're going to create a you're going to create an environment where people with means are just going to fly somewhere and do it. They're not going to care. They're going to go, well, fuck, now it's, you know, a $2,000 plane ride to wherever, and we got to pay for a procedure and fly back home, and it's complicated. People that are poor are going to go, fuck, shit. Got an extra kid now.
If you could, okay. Yeah. Look, there's a lot of men in America right now, very rich, powerful men, that fly to Thailand to have sex with underage.
And lady boys.
Well known that this happens, right? Sex tourism. Fucking terrible piece of shit degenerates that fly to another country to have sex with the young boys and girls.
Correct.
Okay. If you could, would you have them arrested upon returning to the States and put jail for what they do? Maybe
is gonna sound horrible.
Maybe hung on the millstone.
Yeah, this is gonna sound horrible. If you have to get on a plane and you spend money to fly outside the United States, sorry, dude, we're not the world police.
No,
we're not the world police.
Upon returning.
Oh, how are you gonna know that, dude?
I mean, if you had proof upon returning.
If you had proof that someone committed a heinous offense in a different country, and they came back, and you had evidence of it. But we can't prosecute them, can we? It was the Thais would have to prosecute.
I don't know.
Yeah, that would be very interesting.
Yeah,
be interesting to try and get a handle on that. Those are the type of people though that are very, very slippery and have a lot of lawyers usually. So
like P. Diddy.
He's in the Bahamas still, right?
Yeah, he's fucking hiding out. Dude.
I heard he was.
He's
back.
With Jermaine Dupri or. No, who else left?
I heard he
who
was
left
back
to...
and like
Joe the OP just... the OP says that means arresting all US politicians, Josh. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Your terms are acceptable.
Your terms are acceptable. Absolutely. Fucking all.
Yeah.
Most of them belong
to
you.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a good he's alluding to the Epstein shit, and that's a good, very good example. We've got Ghislaine, Jelaine, I don't know how the fuck you say her name. She's in jail. She got popped.
I'm still surprised she's alive still.
Epstein's dead. So who's in prison right now serving time for violating underage girls on that island? You know, the ones that we have on videotape that for sure are on tape, and we recovered those tapes as evidence.
None.
Zero.
Yeah, Alex.
Zero.
Alex Rosen.
So I'm
going to
guess
guy.
That's how many people you're going to catch coming back from Thailand. Fucking ladyboys and shit.
Just
zero.
One guy with a Rumble channel has caught more predators than the entire CIA around the Epstein case.
Well, I mean, I didn't know this, but Sean Ryan show, his podcast is awesome. He had a guy on that's talking about sex trafficking worldwide. You know that worldwide, there's only 4,000 actual, like, traffic investigator, you know,
it's very
law enforcement
type.
It's very, very small. There's almost no resources being pushed.
Have you watched
this at all.
The Angel Studios movie about this? What is the name of it?
I don't think so.
With Jim Caviezel.
Oh, Sound of Freedom.
Yeah, have you watched it?
I haven't seen it yet. No, I intend to.
You should.
Yeah,
I watched it. Brutal and it's a true story.
Yeah,
and it was pretty brutal, dude. Like it was a hard. It was a hard thing to digest to have to be smacked with that kind of reality, even through like cinematic Hollywood movies, to be smacked with the reality that there's like people out there that do that kind of shit.
Yep. In the United States too. You always think about third world countries like, oh, they don't respect life there. We're different
and,
here.
And it really plays onto the link of the money of the United States and the need for money in the third world. This is how this is reciprocated between the two. And man, it fucking just like is a good movie. Like the people who hated that movie hated it because
so
put it in spotlight like that in a hall felt like a right wing like attack on wing cope, right?
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is this isn't a political problem. Okay? And I want to make that clear too. Like I understand that You know, every time I see some big trafficker, some big pedophile get popped, like almost 90% of the time, it's left wing nut job that's like, you know, been online telling everyone, oh, sex trafficking is, that's a psyop, it's not real, or so, it's always someone like that, dude, that always ends up being the guy that. But like, this is an issue I don't want to make political. I don't want this issue. I don't want it at us, a right versus left issue. I want it at us, fucking pedophile issue.
Yeah,
us, all of us against pedophile. I want everybody to be able to come together. Trafficking is bad. Child sex trafficking is even worse. Okay, like I want everybody to come together on this. I don't want this a right and left. I want the fucking communists going, yeah, pedophiles should probably die. Sex traffickers should probably die. Like, I want them to be part of that movement, okay? I don't want to work with the communists. Don't get me wrong. Like, I made that clear during the Rage Against the War Machine thing. I don't align with communists. People would align me with power. Why would I be friends with them? But I want everybody to have the same thought that child sex trafficking is bad and the people... Millstone. So, like, I never wanted to make this issue political, and I don't think the movie even tried to do that at all, dude.
No, I don't think that particular movie was. I can't stop thinking about whenever you hear about someone sliding something about minor attracted persons in. I can't.
It's always a left wing.
It's always a left wing
of someone,
you know,
of some sort, yeah, almost every
super
time.
Ultra liberal interpretation of it. I'm just like. I hear you. You don't want it to be political, but I think about it sometimes. I'm like, why is it never coming from the other side? I don't know.
I watched just one of those of Alex Rosen's videos, and I don't know if I can do it because he got the guy to describe the kind of material
he was consuming. It was brutal, dude. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That description will stick with me the rest of my life, and will fill me with rage. Every time I think about it, because I want to smash that guy's head inside of a curb. Stop three.
I talk about this stuff with my wife. Obviously, we're parents and stuff, and we try to talk about stuff like this and be aware. And I'm shocked every time at how it's almost like they're allowed to operate. You know what I mean? Like I can't wrap my head around this, where if someone became aware that's like me or you guys, this person would be dead. Like why don't they find more of these guys dead in an alley somewhere?
Yeah.
Just stuffed into a trash can, no evidence. Just
You want to know why?
Why is it?
Yeah, we could talk about that right now.
Let's talk about it.
We should talk about that right now because this is hot in the news. Man on the river.
Oh yeah.
Okay. First of all, State of Zeal, thanks for the $10 super chat. The most pro-life presidential, maybe the most presidential candidate
ever
in 20 years, 40 yeah. years, 50 years. Yeah. Craig, our homie Craig, right from right here, $5 super chat. He said, guys, if you want your super chats read, please drop them in the chat. We're always reading super chats, unless they're going to get our YouTube shut down immediately. But for the most part, we will. And also, just as a side note, I am going to do a after-hour show tonight. You can find that on Patreon, Subscribestar, or the YouTube channel. I'm a member. Both of those are patreon.com, breakthecyclejs, or Subscribestar.com/. There is a link in the description of the after-hours video. Platform is a StreamYard link. You would like to come on the after hour show, you can debate this topic with me, you can ask questions, you can point whatever it is that you want to do. That's what we're doing for our members who pay to go afloat. So if you guys want to do that from now on, we're always going to have that open. Pop on that link, you'll be added to the queue, and I'll bring you in and order you guys show up in the queue. That will be live at 9 o'clock. So I am going to do after hour shows. Even if Ryan and AJ can't stick around, I'm going to start doing after hour shows. Hopefully when we have guests, we'll. So anyways, man convicted of reckless homicide.
Yep.
And several cases of reckless endangerment all convicted after video came out. Stacked. Yeah. Had hands around
his throat.
Looked
like self-defense to me.
It looked like self-defense to me too, but some other people made some interesting arguments, and I don't want to, I don't, especially Magoo, who's in the chat, who's a homie of mine, and I fucking love him. He made an interesting argument that, you know, the guy was caught lying.
Ooh,
I don't know if you're aware of this.
What do you say?
And so, like, his lies were washed the knife off, threw the knife away, took off downstream, told the cops he didn't know what they were talking about. Of course, like, he just stabbed a bunch of people.
Yeah. You think he'd been drinking, right?
I'm sure, yeah.
Definitely looked like
he drinking.
Look, the vast majority of, like, violent crimes of, like, homicides happen under the influence.
Well, I just want to be clear, like, so when I lived in Portland, Oregon for 7 years, and, like, it's a fucking gray, like, depressing shithole, like, 9 months out of the year.
Nirvana.
It's Nirvana.
It makes you write Nirvana songs.
Yeah, like, there's a reason why there's more microbreweries and strip clubs per capita than or per square mile than anywhere. It's a depressing place, dude. But in the summer, fucking awesome, dude. One of the coolest places in the whole world in the summer. 1,000 different hikes you can do. Rivers everywhere. Like, 4 different rivers run through the city of Portland, like, downtown. Okay? And there's a float there. It's called the Barton Carver float. Did multiple times every summer. One of the most fun things I've ever done. About a 5-hour float with some stops to have drinks. You bring a floating ice chest, you drink. There's thousands of people floating that river. Thousands. I mean, and they have one event called, yes, now somebody's saying, yeah, the audio is cutting a lot. Okay. Because if the audio is cutting a lot, let me know, dude. Like, don't just let us go for an hour and then not tell me until the end. Webster, Jesus. I have the best fucking podcast mic you can get. If somebody knows how to work with my audio settings, please message me and I'll fix them. This is the top of the line best fucking audio mic you can get, man.
Yeah. It's the staple of the podcast world.
Yeah. Anyways, and so it is a little old. It could have some issues. I don't know. So anyways, we float. They float this every year. There's always fights. It's constant fights, dude. People are drunk.
Fist fights,
dude. Yeah. Constantly. I never seen anybody get jumped on a river and, like, attacked and thrown in the water and choked. Right. And I mean, in that video, he's getting accosted by at least 5 or 6 people, dude.
Well, when your rowdy black friend calls him a pedophile.
Yeah, that's the other thing, right?
And he's not?
Yeah, right to his face.
You guys realize that's not even a part of the story, and he's not being charged at all, nothing?
No.
this guy basically instigated a mob attack on an innocent man.
Right.
And then filmed himself going, "This ain't real. Oh, God, this ain't real." Have you seen the whole video, right?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
It's the most retarded thing you've ever seen in your life. I can't believe that the angle on this story isn't this guy filming that's instigating the entire fucking thing. You have to watch it again.
He's also the guy that lied on the stand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got
shows
caught
up
lying.
In a fucking hoodie and a shirt and
got caught lying.
Yo,
on the stand
what? Yeah. What do you mean? Like, a guy fucking died. His friend died. The guy's, you know, looking at a prison term. For 20 years, and he shows up in a fucking hoodie just like, "Hey guys, what's up? I guess I'm here to give a deposition."
And lied. He lied.
Lied on the stand.
He lied on the stand several times, yeah.
Oh my God.
And was caught lying. I mean, I watched the trial. Like,
I
actually watched the trial of this. I've been paying attention. I haven't made many comments about it on Twitter because this was like the same with the Johnny Depp trial. Like, it was a very highly publicized trial that I watched all of. I didn't make a lot of comments on it till the end.
Yeah.
And at the end, I came to the realization that Amber Heard, borderline personality narcissist.
She's a psychopath.
100% put Johnny Depp through the fucking ringer and then tried to sue him for it. 100%. There's no doubt.
She shit in her bed.
She shit in his fucking bed, dude. What a fucking piece of shit, dude.
That's like, I would just be like, case closed, dude. Fuck. But I think a large onus of the responsibility for There's no de-escalation. I'm a big de-escalation guy, right? This could have been de-escalated very easily. Okay, the guy's not a pedophile. He was not taking. He didn't come out of the bushes with a camera taking pictures of young girls.
He's not doing that. Yeah.
He was there with a fucking snorkel and mask, looking for someone's lost phone.
Yeah, his friend's lost phone.
So he lost his snorkel. He was looking for that. It's probably an expensive rig if he's using that to like look in this fucking shitty ass river. It's probably a $200 deal. Now he's pissed that's gone, and you can see his face go from annoyed to frustrated to pissed.
Yeah.
That they're fucking just verbally attacking him. Then when it gets physical and he gets knocked in the water, I think a switch flips and he goes, "Okay, they might be trying to kill me. Yeah. Like they might be inadvertently trying to hurt me."
Magoo says that the guy who tried to de-escalate got stabbed. I believe the guy tried to de-escalate it might have been the guy who got killed.
Yeah, I don't know. But here's the thing. It's just a cacophony of noise and yelling on the
There was a bar fight, okay? I went to the bar, a little local town bar where I used to live in Beaverton, Oregon. I was with my friend Chris, who was a pro MMA fighter, okay? And I was pretty lit up, dude. I was pretty lit up. And I was playing the slot machines because in Oregon, the Oregon Lottery has video slot machines in every bar and restaurant in the whole fucking state, okay? That's the Oregon Lottery. And you can win big on those things. So like I'd get drunk at some bars and I'd be like, oh, I'm a little drunk, but sit down. And I'm playing this fucking machine. And I hear in the background a fight start. I hear my friend.
Oh, I remember that.
And I hear my friend Chris go, "Josh." And I'm like, oh, shit. Chris is about to fight somebody and people don't want Chris to fight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I can't let this happen. So I like turned around and I saw this other dude had my friend Chris by the head and was trying to slam his head into the table, into the bar table. And I'm like, oh, I gotta stop this right now. And so I went running up there to try and stop this fight. Okay. And I put a hand on the other guy and I went to put a hand on Chris and all of a sudden everything went white. And I came right back around. And I could feel the blood dripping on my face. Okay. So I was to the point where I was so drunk that I was like, I've fucked this, dude. And I just turned around and started walking out of the bar.
Yep.
It like totally stopped me dead in my tracks. And I was just trying to break the fight up. Okay.
Yep.
I was on my way out the door. I was taking off my button up flannel to put over my, because I could feel my eye just leaking blood. I got outside and I sat down and I looked in my camera and I had inside my nose. And in my eye, a fucking 1-inch gash inside my eye and one across my eyebrow here. And there was blood fucking everywhere.
Was it brass knuckles?
It was brass knuckles.
Yeah, right.
I got hit with brass knuckles, eye socket. It broke my nose. It took 11 stitches on the inside of my eye and another 2 on my forehead. And the little Asian lady who was doing my stitches was stitching me up at the hospital and she's like, oof. Oh, oof. And I'm like, what? She's like, oh, there's just, it's like missing. Like these pieces are missing. They're like, it's going to be really hard to not have a scar here because there's pieces missing from your inner eye. She's like, and if it had been a quarter of an inch or less, more to the left, you would have lost your eye. That's what she told me.
Yeah.
When I did go back to the bar, my friends at the bar that were on when it happened said there was 2 feet of blood spray. They said they could see the mist of blood like go in the air, dude. Right. And and it broke my nose. It did break my nose. Yeah. I had like a fat black eye and everything the next day. It was really fucked up. And it took, you know, 2 weeks for the stitches to come out. I was fine after that. Didn't break my orbital bone. Fucking savage, dude. The fact that my orbital as George would say, it didn't get broken, even though I got smashed with brass knuckles. All I was trying to do was break up the fight. But to this guy who was about to get in a fight with a pro MMA fighter who knew he was a pro MMA fighter, he saw me put a hand on him in the middle of this thing and stalked me in the face.
I was like, hey, I'm going to do some attempted murder tonight.
Well, he was like, oh, here comes another guy who is also known in the area as a, I'm a Team Quest guy. I'm a fighter too, right? Like, I'm not a fighter, but I train with Chris. I train with Chelsana. I train with all these big guys. And this other guy that's like a regular at the bar knows that, okay? Because I'm a regular at the bar. It's the place I went and had dinner at after leaving my bar job every night, right? Dinner, right? So, like, he knew that. And he saw both of these guys coming at him. and fucking defended himself.
Preemptive attack.
It was. I put a hand on the guy, dude. Mm-hmm. I put a hand on the fucking guy. I wasn't. I had no ill intent whatsoever. My whole intent was break this fight up. I don't want this fight to happen, dude. Okay, this is not going to be good for Scotty's neighborhood pub, is what it was called. Okay, in Beaverton, Oregon. Okay. Not going to be good for this little sports bar that everybody comes and watches football at on Sundays, okay? And I put a hand on the guy. I put a hand on the fucking guy, and bam. It was, you know, I'm lucky that it didn't take my eyeball out. I didn't press charges on the fucking guy. I didn't go after the guy. In fact, I saw the guy a couple months later at a bar, and he's like, dude, I know. You probably thought I was trying to, yeah, I thought you were trying to fight me. I was like, nah, dude, I just wanted to break the fight up.
Wow.
He's like, let me buy you a beer. Whatever, all the beers you want are on me tonight. You know what I mean?
Damn.
And I was like, I totally let it slide, dude. Like, yep. I could have ripped this guy's face off. Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed, I could have done it, dude. I didn't.
Sued his ass. Could have sued him.
I didn't because I knew the situation he was in, and I knew that he thought there was two MMA fighters coming to take his head off, dude. So I just played it cool. But, like, that's how these things work, man. Like if you're going to walk up to somebody who's scared, okay, you're taking that on the chin, dude. I don't give a fuck. Like, look, if I'm out in town with my family, okay, and I'm driving around, right, or whatever, and some dude does something stupid on the street, and I yell at him, hey, you're a fucking dick or whatever, you know, and him and three of his boys come up and start verbally accosting me and my family. Okay? And then try to put their hands on me or my family members or my property even. Mm-hmm. I carry everywhere I fucking go and you're getting popped, dude. And I mean that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not fucking waiting for them to drown me or choke me out because they were putting hands on his throat. Someone socked him. Someone slapped him. I mean,
yeah, someone slapped him. And then I think it pushed him.
He was in the water.
And
he was already in the water.
He was on his back in the water.
On his back in the fucking river, dude. So like at that point, if you're standing around me and you're verbally accosting me with these people while they're attacking me, I'm going after all of you, dude. All of you. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm going to protect myself and my family. So, like, to me, that's self-defense, dude. Like, don't get yourself in that situation. Like, he didn't go up there and just start fucking swinging on everybody. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, if he'd no, gone I don't up think
there,
so.
Like, dude, if he'd gone up there and started swinging on everybody, right? And then they started to gang it up on him, and then he stabbed him. Like, cool. But I didn't. Nobody saw that. Nobody saw that.
No, this was a totally made-up thing. This guy didn't do anything to these people. I haven't seen, if you would say the entire video, I haven't seen anything before that video starts. I don't know if they said something else to him before this happened, but from the start of the video I saw, they walked up on him, and this all happened within, what, 30 seconds? 45 seconds? I don't know. It was bizarre. It was just this massive, you could tell they'd been drinking, they chimped out, and it was bad. But it was a mob. It was a mob attack.
And they were going after him, man. They were going after him. So I don't understand how anybody could see it any other way. Like, you know, even through the trial, even after the lies the guy told, like, I don't give a fuck. I would have been scared to tell the police the truth, too. You know what I mean?
And what do you do? Like, what if you do? I'm sorry I'm laughing, but what if you're I've been on a float like this. If you're disemboweled in this, like, murky river, like, what do you do? Like, you're fucked. There's what are you going to take your shirt off for a tourniquet? You're going to get some...
I was thinking about that.
You have swim trunks on.
I was thinking about that and the fact that there's, like so much fucking bacteria in that.
Oh, yeah, you're done. Well, I think the guy that got literally disemboweled, I think he died pretty quick. Because within the video, he's floating in the water.
No, that guy didn't die.
Oh, that's not the
that's
dead
not
guy?
That's not the guy that died, no.
I thought the guy was in the water, and he's like, oh, my God, this
no,
can't
the guy,
be real.
The guy that you see in the video in the water in the orange trunks who got stabbed in the stomach.
He survived?
He survived, yeah. He I was on that was the He was on the guy. Stand in the trial. He showed his scar. It's a big fucking scar. They had to.
So this guy was just going, whoosh, whoosh.
He stabbed, like stabbed five, I think five.
Yeah, he stabbed five of them.
Yeah.
The more you guys describe the video, the more thankful I am I didn't watch it.
It's bad. It's bad.
I do not want to see a guy.
It's not gory. You don't see any. You don't actually see him stabbing. Really, you see because the camera goes fucking wild. The guy is not a very good cameraman. And come on,
shocking.
Yeah,
he's basically world starring everything.
Dude. Yeah, it's world star. And so you see the camera pan right. When you pan left, you see a female that's been stabbed, and she's holding her stomach.
Side.
It's her side. But you don't actually, it's not like a bloody gore fest or anything, but then you like see a guy kind of in the water, and it's just, I mean, it, was going crazy, dude. It was wild. But very strange at the end, though. This is the way he's talking. Just like, this can't be real. Oh, my God. He's dead.
Yeah. You know, you watch one of your five of your friends get stabbed or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Denial is pretty reasonable there.
Man.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. It was just a crazy whole thing was crazy. I don't know. I don't know that there is any, like, without a reasonable doubt that he's convicted of murder. I don't see how anybody can say that. Magoo's saying that he did swing in the chat, but there's no evidence of that on video. So I don't know where anybody's getting that from. I know that there was a few people in the group that said that he did. But there's no, they're saying I'm losing audio again.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Jesus.
Unplug it and plug it back in.
No. I went to plug it in and it snapped shut. I wonder if the cable was loose this whole time.
Oh, Jesus.
Does it sound better now? Let me know if I sound better now. That might have been
loose cables are the enemy.
Synonymously.
Of kind.
The enemy, yeah. Let's see if it might sound better now. Hello, do I sound better now? Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode. Do I need to tell the broken nose story again? Because
no.
People were saying that it cut out during the good story.
I can't take hear that story back to episode for the 11th time.
My story of me getting hit with the brass knuckles? You haven't heard that 11 times.
I've heard it a lot.
No, you've not heard it 11 times.
I've heard it three times. To the point I could
tell. I know I've heard it three times. That was four.
Everyone's saying it's better now.
Okay.
It was a fucking loose cable.
It's a fucking loose wire.
Sorry, guys.
My God.
My bad. Fuck, dude.
Let's switch gears.
Yeah.
Speaking of self-defense,
yeah.
Did anyone see the debate between Spike Cohen and David
fucking,
Hogg?
Yeah, David Hogg got his ass absolutely fucking
OMG.
Even the crowd beat him up, dude.
Dude.
Except the crowd voted 71%.
Well, here's the thing.
Let's clear this up.
Let me clear this up. You know what they did, right? So the entrance exam debate for the debate was
online.
Online. The exit poll for the debate
was only that
only
room.
For
yeah.
done for the people.
Was so Dartmouth students?
Yeah, Dartmouth students
in the room, which.
They did that on purpose. You know they did that on purpose.
But it goes to show that even if you win the debate against these lunatics, they don't care.
No. While that's true,
they're
while
not
that's
swayed
true,
by reason.
While that's true, think of the sample of the 41 votes or they had at the end. Those 41 votes, they had the Chinese lady definitely voted pro-Spike, right? Remember, the Chinese lady was the star of the show, by the way.
That's Lily Tang, by the way. She, like, defected from the seat.
Yeah,
dude,
she's running for Congress.
Whenever you hear an immigrant from one of these countries, they're just like, are you fucking retarded?
Yeah,
this is the
exactly
dumbest thing ever. And like, there's zero room for compromise, right?
Yeah, if you look at David Hogg's face when she said that, he's just like,
yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, I've never heard from these people. Yeah. We put these people in the river.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
these
yeah.
people are, you know, smuggled away.
Yeah.
So the Chinese lady was awesome, and then the big tall guy with the British accent
towards
the end, that dude was a fucking Chad. But think of the 41 people in that room. It's college students. From Dartmouth. Yeah. Look at the sample size. The results at the end, I kind of expected when I learned that it was just the 41 people in the room.
How dumb is it to do the entrance exam
online?
Oh,
that
online?
Was... They fumbled that.
Is like Spike put together like these satellite locations... for viewing parties, and like all those people wanted to vote because they sat there and watched the whole debate live, dude. They should have been able to vote, but they shut down for the exit poll. They shut it down and only did the people in the room.
Yep.
That was 100% a skewed poll.
Yes.
So like the entrance exam,
have reported it.
The entrance
it.
Exam was like 90% in favor of Spike, and the exit was like 10%.
It was basically like 78-22, and it flip flopped.
Yeah.
But...
on purpose. It was done by design. And Dartmouth, the people who put on that debate should be fucking ashamed of themselves because they know what they were doing. They did it on purpose, and everybody else knows what they're
doing.
It's
a college campus. Of course they're going to be scummy.
Or not ashamed of themselves.
Of course they're
going
to be disingenuous to get the results they want.
At one
Academia
point...
Academia is full of... Have you guys seen the stuff about... I think it's Hence that AI... bunch are delve. That's the word. AI uses delve a bunch. And the frequency of delve being used in research papers, the chart.
Oh, right.
It's like how many thousands of times across all research papers published that year. It goes from like 3,000 in 2019.
Did you hear about the hack that the professor did?
35,000 in 2020, and then 48,000 in 2021.
I believe it. All the online learning.
I had some good fucking rants in this show, and they're probably going to be all shitty. That sucks. I hate when that happens.
Just go back and re-record them tonight.
What you did? No, that yeah, was in the moment, dude.
You have something else to do?
I can't. That was in the moment. That was in the moment, dude. My rant about abortion in the beginning of this show. I hope it's not all choppy like that. I hope
just go through and do a TikTok and do a captions.
Yeah, I could.
Fill in the captions. That'll work.
We only got 5 minutes left.
Oh no shit!
Yeah, dude.
Okay,
I got to do the after hour show in 9 minutes.
Okay, dude.
Let's talk about Scott Peterson working with the Innocence Project.
Oh yeah,
this is fucking crazy to me.
Oh my god.
So the Innocence Project takes on cases where they basically know they have persons in it. This is legitimate. Like they have to have like a lot of proof.
Point of privilege?
Yes.
No, they do not.
Everyone I've seen them work with.
Okay, here's what they do. They pick somebody that, say this delicately, culturally may be more acceptable to be freed from prison. You get my drift? I'll pull this up. Go ahead and keep talking.
White people? Are you talking about white people?
No.
No.
Not many.
Black people? What?
Scott Peterson's going to be, I think, the first one of the first white dudes. So does everyone remember Sheldon Johnson? Who was on the Joe Rogan podcast with Josh Dubin?
Yes.
No.
Remember Josh Dubin's best buddy?
Yeah.
Really, really best buddy?
Yeah.
Well, they got him released, and he promptly decapitated a New York man.
Yeah, he did.
1 week after release, I believe.
But that was that.
Dismembered his body.
Yeah, that case, the case they got him released on wasn't like an overturned conviction or anything. He was guilty.
Because Josh, that's not what they're doing. They're going back to these and going, for example, the Scott Peterson case. This guy is the guiltiest guy that's probably in prison, okay? He was on national TV and tried to feed this bullshit to a national audience. This is how fucking either ballsy or psychopath crazy this guy is. I'm going to go with number two. He is guilty as fucking sin. There's no fucking way anybody else did this thing.
Yeah.
They've looked for anybody else to do this. And so they're picking him up, and what they'll do is they'll say, did anybody test this comb for DNA? Well, no, it has nothing to do with the case. Test it. Well, did you find any DNA from Scott Peterson? No, just some random dude. Okay, the headline is, we tested for DNA and it wasn't Scott Peterson's DNA.
So
obviously he didn't commit the murder. Peterson, that's what they're doing.
The Scott Peterson case is where I'm from.
Yes.
It's the area that... If my memory serves me correct, I was much younger than Scott Peterson. Didn't have a lot of evidence.
But that's the thing. That's why there was almost no evidence. That's why they couldn't figure this out.
Right.
So they're like, God, who the fuck did this? Like, right. We have to find something.
I remember
it
very clearly
the
like there was a like a large contingent of people that really, really, really seriously doubted that the conviction was a good conviction. There was a lot of people, especially in our area.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. And it wasn't like the Casey Anthony story where we were pretty sure Casey Anthony's guilty. And her actions afterwards were like, yeah, bitch, we know what you did.
Right.
Or was it like the case of the guy from Colorado that killed his wife and two kids that was like on everything, like his interviews were on camera and shit.
Oh, right, recently, right.
Right.
Open and shut. Yeah, I'm not saying it was open and shut.
There was like no evidence that he did this, dude, at all. Like at all.
Until you get his search history that he was looking at the currents around the island where she was discovered, or the part where he was watching national television coverage of these search parties going, there's no way you're going to find her there. You don't remember anything of that? You need to revisit the case.
It's been a long time.
We got to revisit.
I will say that everybody in the Bay Area looks at currents all the fucking time, though. It's constant. Everybody's always looking at shit like that.
Well,
very, very.
It might be suspicious if you're looking at the currents. If he's a fisherman, right? He's a fisherman.
Yeah.
It might be suspicious if you were looking at the currents, specifically where your wife's dead body was disposed.
Yeah.
That might be suspicious.
I mean, was it like the Emeryville or Bay or something? It wasn't far from there.
No, it wasn't very far.
Yeah, so like,
yeah,
we all look at the currents there. The harbors are all
fucking, okay.
All so my Uncle Steve is like a master fisherman, has a boat in the Emeryville Bay there.
Yeah.
And he takes people out. He does like charter services. Okay. Like everybody who fishes in that area, like always, you have to look at the tide and you have to look at these things.
Well, we got the jury that convicted him. Yeah. We have his first appeal. We have a second appeal.
Yeah.
We have third appeal.
No, I'm all upheld.
All the judges.
No, and I'm not saying that he's not guilty.
Okay? Right.
I don't want to say that. Like, I just, from my memory of the case.
Yeah, as far as material evidence. You're right. Yeah. As far as material evidence. And that's the cases that this quote unquote innocence project go after.
Right.
They go after these where maybe it was before DNA evidence was prevalent, right?
But.
And they'll go back and retest these things. I've been trying to
say this for a little bit.
Sure.
There's a channel by the name of Actual Justice Warrior that has covered a couple of these innocent project cases in the past, and just how abysmal they are. Like one where a guy randomly attacked a family, like decapitated the dad in the front seat of a car he was trying to steal.
The Paul guy.
Yeah. He covers about all of this. They made a whole documentary trying to paint him as just some innocent bystander or whatever, and there's overwhelming evidence. Yeah, they do not do good work.
Anyways, not good.
Speaking of God judging, OJ died.
Yes.
Yeah, OJ's dead.
Bye, OJ.
The juice is back in the carton. No longer loose.
Yep.
Look. That's another case that I remember very clearly growing up, and I'm from California, and we remember it very clearly. We even had like a debate on it in the sixth grade. I was in the sixth grade. We had to like have a debate class on it. Where
a debate on whether he did it?
Yes. Yes. I was convinced that he killed Nicole.
Yeah,
I was very convinced.
Yes.
I think a lot of Americans were very convinced. I think like many of these cases that we see today, there was a community that wasn't convinced because of he was part of that community.
Yes.
I think that the cops that handled the situation were fucking dumbasses.
Yes.
And definitely did not help when he was not convicted. But it's not for me to decide now. God to decide now, buddy.
That's why he was found not guilty. I'll tell you right now. That's why he was found not guilty. It was a complete clusterfuck by law enforcement investigators.
Yeah,
that was, man. I mean, what an open and shut
and that was,
murder case to do.
Team of lawyers. That was the Kardashian father. Was one of those lawyers. Yeah. Before he died of a heart attack.
That was Robert, right? Robert
Kardashian.
Robert Kardashian.
The Chewbacca defense.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy? Who's his other defense?
I don't know.
I
think this trial
Shapiro.
Happened.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Shapiro.
Yeah.
There was Shapiro.
Yeah.
I think I was born the month this trial happened.
The black lawyer, too. I mean, it was a team of lawyers.
Oh, Cochran. Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Cochran.
If the glove don't fit, you got to quit.
That was he's dead, too.
Yeah, he's dead,
Him and OJ are fucking kicking it.
I think they're all dead. Because Robert,
Robert,
I think Shapiro,
yeah,
think
Kardashian's
Shapiro's
dead,
and Kardashian died of a heart attack, like, not long after.
They're all playing.
Oh, that
poker.
Makes a joke.
They're all watching reruns.
Satirical Satan account on Twitter made earlier not applicable because he like tweeted out, "I'm gonna ask him if he did it," and then he said, "He won't answer me until his lawyers get down here." But I think his lawyers are already down there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I can't say for certain if OJ committed that crime. I don't think any of us will ever know.
OJ did it, guys.
Yeah, I think that OJ probably did it.
Yeah, there's a whole book about it, isn't there?
I don't.
Well, the title of the book was
"If I Did It."
If I did it, this is how I do it.
Yeah, but if is like size 2 font, and I did it is like size 48.
The size of the
Ryan,
balls.
Who do we got coming on the show on Tuesday?
We have What If Alt Hist, or some people know him as Rudyard. He is one of the intellectuals out there that I look up most to. Genius Zoomer and big guy on the Civil War. The There's upcoming no Civil War. Story.
Oh, cool. Yeah. A Civil War genius?
Yes.
Yeah. He's like, yeah,
history buff, anthropology, right. sociology guy.
I think this really directional deep. Mic, I think when you're not here, I don't cut out as much because I keep the mic here and I look this way.
Yep.
I think that's why it's cutting out. And so like,
okay.
And it's probably because of the noise gate, the way that I have the noise gate set up. But I think if I have the mic here when I'm looking at you, and if I had the mic here when I'm looking at you, yeah. I don't think it'll cut out anymore. I don't think it will.
Have you ever tried a lapel mic?
No, because they suck. They're terrible garbage. But like, I think I think when I'm turning my mouth this way and the mic's over here, it needs to be over here. I think that's what's going on is that I have these two guys on both sides of me. Yeah. You guys don't see the studio, but that's how it works. Like, they're both kind of in front of me, but off to the side. And so like, I have to turn my head to see them.
That's why the guest is usually right in front of
me. And so like, they're all around me looking.
Yeah.
I bet that's what it is. Anyways.
One of these episodes.
AJ, you got anything for me?
Follow me on X. Poison_tip. I'm gonna go see the Civil War movie this weekend. I hear it's complete trash. Tim Cass was talking about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, I'll go see it.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna pirate it.
Yeah, it's probably same.
No spoilers, but it's like completely lefty.
Yeah.
So it's like, just think about if like some crunchy granola kid from like Portland wrote this movie.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
they probably did. Yeah. But I think a British guy wrote it.
Oh,
if a British guy wrote it, then
the writing's horrible.
I'm not watching it if a British guy wrote it. Hey, yeah, if you guys are still watching before we take off, tell me if the mic is not cutting out when I keep my face close to it. If I'm holding it like this, is it cutting out still? If it's not cutting out while I'm doing this, then that's the problem. And I just need to lower the noise gate.
Yes.
Yeah, the journos are the good guys in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah,
don't go to DC. They'll shoot us.
I don't have much hope for it either.
Nick Offerman plays
Webster,
Trump.
Webster, if you see me doing this with my mic and it's not cutting out anymore, let me know. Ryan, you got anything before we go?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at BulldogGamer28. I've hit the 400 follower count. Let's go.
Ooh!
Yeah, I know.
Bravo.
I know.
Bravo.
Yeah, and I'm so excited for Tuesday's show with what if all his if I, like this would be like this was dream guest like on the level of Jordan Peterson for me. So,
oh shit!
Yeah. Very so good. I'm so excited to just have a conversation
cool, man.
With him.
Well, I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for hanging out with the guys. We'll see you on Tuesday for that great show with whoever the hell Ryan's bringing on. I don't know. What it says. I have no idea.
Hey,
but if it's Civil War talk,
I haven't missed with a guest yet.
If it's Civil War talk, I'm good to go.
Yeah,
I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I love you guys to death. We will see you Tuesday. Until then, don't forget to break the cycle.
Have to explain the lyrics of my last song may seem to contain a violent call to action in the verse and refrain, but I just spammed it in Minecraft. The helicopter part was in reference to GTA 5 and the things you do. So when any violence you commit, I am not an excuse, because I just spammed it in Minecraft. A chipper is my friend and he's constantly cold. Accusations of incitement getting totally old. Make your own choices, yeah, you have control, because I just banned it in Minecraft. Obviously, I would never advocate force, unless it's due process and a trial, of course. And if you're convicted, we will make you a corpse in Minecraft, just in Minecraft. You're nothing I mean, you know it. No product finish, getting close to COVID. Holy shit, I think I'm